Good morning. And so it begins, the holiest week of the year. And again, while the world goes crazy, I mean, this week we'll still have people that go out on Good Friday and people still go movies and everything else. You know, nothing much changes, even for Catholics anymore. Catholics have become just like a lot of the other pagans, just do anything else, but I'll go to church, Father. Oh, that's nice. You see, this isn't about going to church this Holy Week, even though you better go to church. It's about entering into this relationship that God has for you and for me. And when we sit there and we focus on this, there's two things, what God gave us and what we've got to respond with, huh? And if you look in our church being one of the most beautiful churches around, you sit there and you look at the center of our church is the Trinity. And if you look above there, there's God the Father. And for all eternity, if you will, and all the times you ever walk in this church, here's God the Father holding His Son on the cross, giving you and me everything He has, giving you and me His only boy, the love of His heart, part of His very essence, His being. And He gives His Son for you and me. And again, sometimes it doesn't click. So often what we need to do this is think about someone who we love. Someone we love more than we love ourselves. One of our children, our husband, our wife, our mother, our father, our best friend. And we sit there and we watch them go through this suffering. And watch them do all these things. And if someone you knew and someone you loved was going to suffer this week, you would do everything in your power to be with them. And you would do everything in your power to comfort them. You would do everything in your power. You would be crying with them. You'd be entering into this with them if you were any kind of friend, if you cared for them. And so that's what must happen. And we realize that God gave everything. When we look at the image of the Father, here's God giving you and me all that He has. He has nothing left to give. He gives us His Son. And so at this Lent we celebrate, in this Holy Week we celebrate, God gives us everything. What must our response be? We must give Him everything. That's what it got to be. So it got to be much more than anything else you've done this Lent. It got to be much more. It got to be you and I coming and entering into this week and saying, Jesus, You gave everything for me. Jesus, may I truly give everything for You. May I give You my suffering. May I give You my joys. May I give You my money. May I give You my struggles. May I give You my family. May I give You everything that I have, Lord. This year, may I hold nothing back. Because You held nothing back from me. May I hold nothing back from You. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? It's hope. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all.